Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. We release these podcasts every Monday and Wednesday. If you'd like to catch them live in my Facebook group and join a community of other tech managers who are committed to achieving career transformation, you can go to jenbunk.com/Facebook and it'll redirect you to my Facebook group. Otherwise, you can catch the episodes here in podcast format. Cheers. And enjoy the episode. Welcome, PeopleStack family, to another episode, another week of the PeopleStack podcast. This week, the theme is rising up as a technical leader. I am recording this during a time when the COVID-19, when the coronavirus is, it's basically a disaster right now. It is chaos right now. Schools are canceled. Really, the only thing that's opened are our pharmacies, grocery stores, and we've all been encouraged to stay at home and social distance. It is, to say the least, some challenging times right now. And I don't want to stick my head in the sand and pretend that that's not happening. So that's why I'm sharing that. And that's why I'm sharing, whether you're listening to this now or whether you're listening to this some other time after this whole coronavirus thing has blown over, and it will, this too shall pass. I do want to talk about topics that are going to be relevant to the current challenging situations. But I also want to make sure that I'm talking about topics that are evergreen, because now is the best time to consider who you are as a leader, whether the world is chaos or not. And so rising up as a technical leader, standing as a technical leader, as the leader that you know that you're meant to be, guess what? That's going to help you. That's going to help those around you, no matter what is happening around you, no matter what the situation, no matter what, really, no matter what. I encourage you all of you to take on the belief that no matter what, I got this. No matter what, and to really sit and feel in that space of no matter what, I got this. Because that really means no matter what. Whatever challenge, whenever you get knocked down, no matter how badly, you will get back up again. You have the strength, you have the power, you have the grace, you have the faith, you have the love in order to do that. We all do. It's what we're born with it. We're born superheroes. We're born with divine powers. We're born with intense imaginations. It's just that through the process of growing up, we forget it. And society beats it out of us. But I'm here to tell you to not pay attention to that anymore, especially now. Don't pay attention to the people and the messages and the beliefs that you can't do it and you should just give up. Don't pay attention to any of that. Pay attention to the superhero inside of you that's saying, no matter what, I got this. Because at the end of the day, if we want to think about our lives in terms of cause and effect, and the scientists and programmers out there will definitely resonate with you. But even if you're not someone who's used to thinking about X, Y, X causes Y, this is something that will absolutely resonate, because at the end of the day, what we want and what we crave more than anything is control. That sense of control that I can make change happen, that I can make things better, not just for my career, not just for my earning power, not just for my team and at work, but for my family as well. I can and I will make things better. I do have that control. And the one belief that I encourage you to take on, it's another one. The first one is, no matter what, I got this. Another belief that I encourage you to take on is that when you think about cause and effect, you are the cause of everything in your universe. You are the cause, the sole cause. Everything else is effect. Everything else. Other people are not causes. The weather is not a cause. This coronavirus is not a cause. But so many people look at it that way. And they say, oh my God, why is this thing happening to me? Why is this happening to us right now? In that question, you are making the coronavirus, you are making external circumstances the cause of your feelings. You're making yourself the effect. Why is this happening to me right now? This thing is happening, this thing is the cause, and therefore the effect is I feel shitty about it. I feel powerless. I feel terrible. Let's flip it around, folks. You're the cause of how you feel, of how you act, of what you believe, of what you decide. You're the cause. And everything else that happens is an effect. When you look at life that way and you take ownership, then the world is your oyster. You get to choose. And you start to see that, okay, all of these things might be happening around me. What can I do? It doesn't matter what's happening around me. Those are all effects, some of which I created, some of which I had no creation power whatsoever. They're just happening. Some things you create and some things you don't, and they just happen because that's life. And I don't say that in a pessimistic or a cynical way. I actually say it in a magical way. That's how life happens. That's how life unfolds. Every single day we are given new opportunities, new gifts to make the most of what we're given in life. And if you see yourself as the cause of how you feel and how you act, and yes, your results and the results for others, then you're in the driver's seat. You're the one who creates an amazing life, an amazing career for yourself, for the company you work for your family. So it's not about sticking your head in the sand and saying, oh, this isn't happening. It is. We take a look at it and we take the precautions we need to in order to be safe and stay well and stay healthy and protect others as well. We do that. But we don't live there. We say, okay, who I am at my core is not going to be affected by external circumstances. Who I am is an amazing technical leader. And what matters is not what's going on around me. What matters is what actions I choose to take and not take. What decisions I choose to make and not make. What questions I choose to ask and not ask. And so if you're living 100% of your days right now, taking actions, making decisions, asking questions from a place of scarcity, from a place of doubt, from a place of the world is going to end, is that going to help you stand up and be a leader? What's that mind chatter that's going on right now? Oh my God, life is chaos. I can't take it. The kids are home too now. I am not sure how to deal with this. How am I supposed to? Oh my God, their education is going to be completely ruined because I have no idea how to homeschool. And while now I'm home with my husband and my wife and the whole family's here and we can't even go outside. We could, but we need to stay 6 feet away from everybody. Oh my God. How are we going to get through this? Oh, I have a tickle in my throat. Oh, what if I have the virus? And what if I have to go to the doctor and wait in line? And oh, do I need to get a mask? Oh, are we going to run out of toilet paper? Everybody else is buying toilet paper. Oh my God, we're going to run out of toilet paper, aren't we? Because everybody else is worried about it. So I think maybe I should be worried about it too. If that's where you're living right now, if that's what you're spending your precious brain power on, then I'm here to tell you, with love, cut that shit out. Because is that going to help you to get better, to build your immune system? Yes, but to also to create the awesome life you know that you're capable of creating. No. No. Again, take the 5 minutes every day that you need to say, okay, what precautions do we need to take? Great, we take them and then move on. Move on from it. If you're making decisions, if you're taking actions, if you're asking questions from a place of scarcity and fear and doubt, all of those will win. We're at an inflection point right now, folks. We are at an inflection point, and you are at an inflection point for your career. If you don't stand up and rise up as the leader that you know you're meant to be now, there's no way that you're going to get out of this. You're going to stay in the negative death spiral that is your career right now. And that's not what I want for you. You have to say no to fear. You have to say no to doubt. You have to say yes to embracing the uncertainty. And you have to say yes to abundance. This new guitar over there, its name is Abundance. Yes, we bought a guitar. Yes, during this time. More clients than ever are reaching out to us for help. We are living in abundance right now, and we want you to be as well. And so now more than ever is the time to reach out for help. Do not, I repeat, do not let it get worse than it already is. Book a call with us. You know the link, thepeoplestack.com/book. Pick a time that works for you. We have times throughout the day. We hired another career strategist because we have so many people reaching out for help. We wanted as many possible calendar slots available. And my career strategists are there to help you. Not just strategize about your career, although that's the frame of it, right? But what's inside that frame is what's not working for you right now. Let's get to the truth of that. They are going to love you. They are going to serve you. And yes, they are going to help you get clarity. They're going to help you get to the truth around what's not working for you right now in your career and in your life. They're going to help you face the mirror that yes, you are the cause in your universe. Everything that's going on around you and what you're feeling right now, you created that. However you're feeling, frustrated, demoralized, bored, however you're feeling right now, you created that. So now's that inflection point, that opportunity to say, I want to turn it around. But we can't see our own blind spots. It's very hard to turn around your brain without help. It's very hard to rewire your brain so that new connections, new synapses are created without help. It's very hard to stand up and rise up as a leader when you've never even done that before. And now you want to do it in times of chaos, in times of uncertainty. Of course you need help with it. Of course you do. We're all in this together. There's no way that you are going to fix your career, fix the chaos that it is your that is your life right now without help. And we're not here to give you band-aids. We're not here to, oh, go ahead and try this strategy. Maybe it'll work. No, that's why we do these complimentary, these free career strategy sessions so that we can get to the heart of what's going on. And if we're 100% confident that we can help you fix it, then we're going to get to the details of what that help would look like. But no matter what, it's going to be the most clarifying, the most valuable conversation that you've ever had about your career. And your career is a huge piece of your life. It may not feel like it right now because of all the chaos that's going on, but guess what? Your career still exists. But it's just underneath the pile of rubble that's piling on top of it, with the kids being home, with the wife or the husband being home, with, oh my God, I'm working from home now. I don't know how to deal with this. And oh wow, maybe I'm not sure if I'm going to get laid off. And how do we make sure we have enough food? How do we make sure we have enough money? There's all that rubble that's piled on top of, yeah, you still have a career that you want to upgrade. You would not be listening to this, watching this, if you didn't. So now is the time to reach out for help. Now more than ever, thatpeoplestack.com/book. It's time for you. It's time for all of us to rise up as the leaders we were born to be. And it's our mission to inspire all of you to do just that. Take care, everyone. Talk to you again really, really soon. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.